Oh, hello, beautiful people. This is PrimroseCameron.com, and we are super excited. Liz and Jose are doing the dance in the building. We just wanted to stop by quickly and talk about all things that matter most with today's children. And both of them being educators, you would think that, maybe that's what we would be talking about today. But actually, we're going to focus on the education that we provide in our homes, right? Because before children ever reach that first classroom on day one of pre-K or kindergarten, they start with us. So let's start with you, Jose, because I'm always amazed about the fact that, you know, you came to this country from Mexico, although you were like superstar, rock star, and then came over to this side. But I remember you didn't speak English. And now the amount of things that I see you do for the community is really commendable. So tell us, how was that experience for you?
It was good. Well, actually, it's good because, you know, I had to learn English. I knew that. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to do something here, first you need to learn the language from this country.
Right.
Then, well, I mean, my kids came later, you know, like, and then I was sure to, you know, to try to, you know, like, teach him good manners, responsibility, honesty, integrity, right. And that's one of the things that I am committed to, you know.
Yeah.
And it still when right now they are older, they are go to college and everything, they follow that direction always.
Wow. And see, that's so awesome to know. So, you know, we can't wait until the school bell rings for them to learn those areas, right? The manners and yeah, you know, doing what's right and being kind. We actually send them to the schoolhouse with that under their belt. So I just want to thank you for just being a really, really good guy in all that you do. And not only in your home, but what I see you do in the community, right? And you do a lot of community efforts, working with students, with folks who aren't necessarily from here, right? And so that they're able to be self-sufficient and being able to really understand this American culture. So thank you, Jose.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So we also have in the building, and this is just a short interview, but, you know, when you have friends that are as good and as close as they are, you really want to for them to showcase all that they're doing. And I'm just looking at this super mom in the building. I know that you guys cannot see her. But, you know, I just want to talk about motherhood and what that looks like, right? And so what it meant when we had our first child, and then now you're like a new mommy all over again. So let's talk about that, Liz.
Well, it looks totally different. Things are not the same. I'm not as fast and quick, and I think I worry a little bit more. Before, I was like moving on the go. We didn't have time to think about. Now I worry about how will she be when she's in school, thinking about those things now, and what can I do differently to prepare this child that I didn't do for the other child 20 years ago. So it's definitely a different challenge with the world being so different too, and just the more, what can you say? Like constraints.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And challenges are presented.
Challenges that are presented now.
Yeah.
So it definitely looks different, but I still tell this child, like I told the other one, the best thing you could do is do your best and be your best. Then you don't have to worry about the rest. If you are your best and you're doing your best, that's all I can ask.
Wow. So how will you prepare her for the school building, the schoolhouse, when that time comes?
Oh, that's the
or even now.
Yeah. The most, because I'm thinking, you know, I have to tell her good manners, be kind. I see that in my classroom. Students aren't being kind to each other. So the main thing is be kind. Think about others. I don't want to say don't think about yourself, but think about others too. You see a child sitting alone, go greet them.
Mm-hmm.
You see other people talking back to teachers, tell them it's wrong. You have to speak out for what's right.
Yeah, wow. And that's so powerful within itself. I know she's now only, how old is she?
She will be two in March.
She's two, right? But we look at it, the two-year-old will soon be five, and the five-year-old then becomes 10, you know? And so just preparing our children for the world, it's huge, but it's also our direct obligation, right? And so what I love is the fact that we have educators that not only pour into their own homes, But they definitely pour into the schoolhouse as well. So they know what it can look like when we love on it and we help our children to blossom. So just wanted to stop by and just show how much we just love just seeing our children grow and being all they can be. And as Liz says it best, right, just do your best, right? That's all I can ask of you, to do your best. So please share that message with your children as well. And as always, I am PrimroseCameron.com, and you heard it here first.